Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody, so everybody listen in, because this involves you. It's a big worldwide sum that we all need to get together and get behind on. This is DJ Butterfly Feces here on Cocooning from the Microphone. It's 9 o'clock on the dot. Please, don't just listen. Talk. Get on the show. Tell you more about my whole entire worldwide tour, everything I went through. I'm at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Let me give you the basic rundown. Once again, I was in my hometown of McKinleyville. I was an average guy getting by my whole dang life. I was going nowhere. And a lot of prospects. I've been all over the world. I say McKinleyville's still the greatest place on earth, but there was nothing for me to do. There's nothing. So anywho, I was thrown out. Cast. Got a big falling out with my parents. The closest thing I had to a job was when I was on Blog Talk Radio back then. I had a show back then, and I did it from my own phone in my own room, and then, you know, there are more people on Blog Talk Radio than there are people listening to it. Anywho, what happened was I left the house, and I was walking around in the woods and happened to come across this man. Not just him, a whole bunch of people. They were all together. They were in a posse, a harem, if you will, almost. And he told me he was going around saving the world. And I said, good, I want to help. I want to save the world, too. But actually, he asked me to come aboard. It's just funny. I'd become homeless that very day, that very night. And all of a sudden, here was a guy who was offering to take me in, who was offering to basically bring me aboard on this thing. Dang. Anywho, what happened was, I stayed with them, slept in a tent in the morning, we got behind the wheel of a car and we're driving all over, to help those who need help most. He said this whole mission was us to basically help these really truly disenfranchised people out there on the street, being thrown out like so much trash. They call them hobos and bums. Most people prefer to call them the homeless, but I prefer the term vagabonds. That's what I was. I wouldn't be on the street for rotting there if he hadn't come and saved me. Anywho, what happened was he picked me up. And we drove all the way to Vicenza, Italy, where we celebrated New Year's. He took me, we've been going all over. And if you've last listened to our show, we were in Dallas, Texas last. And I had a lot of basically preconceived notions about Texas once again. I didn't actually travel the world and all that. Most people based everything on stereotypes because now it's become easy to do the research and know better. Made a difference there. I said, and it was over. I went to Organic. I said, Organic, where are we going next? What's next on tap? He said, dude, we'll know when we get there, all right? Are you picking these places out at random?
Yeah. Follow that.
Just play ball. I was hesitant. I basically, honestly, here's the thing. One of those guys always wants to know kind of what is going on. When you hang around people, basically, and they won't tell you, that's usually not a good sign. It's not about being a nosy body. I don't need to basically know everybody else's business. But I'll tell you one thing. If you invite me into anything, I want to know what mine's going to be. When it involves you and they tell you, don't ask questions, just do it. You know they're setting you up. Even those people closest personally to you can do that. But what now? Well, in the end, what happened was we left Dallas and we drove. I asked, please, just come overhead. And I want to be prepared. We're going to Scottsdale in Arizona. Arizona is like, when you think of the name Arizona, if you don't unless you live there, you think of this big, wide open space with a lot of red clay kind of rocky backdrops. I'm sure they had a good metropolis and whatever. Gotta tell you, I was looking around. It was beautiful. It was natural, outdoor territory. It was hot, too, which I welcomed. We've been in some cold, dang places, you know. Before I knew it, there we were in Scottsdale. Scottsdale, Arizona. Dang, now. What to do about that? What do you do about a place like Scottsdale? What do you do? 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 I got out of the car and I started picking up the garbage, like always. I told them who I was and I told them what I was. I told them all about me and our crusade. When they asked what my name is, for a moment I almost told them my real name, my birth-given name, name Mommy and Daddy gave me. But, of course, here's the thing. Again, dude, it's like the eyes on the street, dude. They don't just basically give themselves names and handles, monikers, because it's cool. They do it because maybe they don't want you to know them too well, you know? You want to bring people in, but just not make it put it, bring them in too close. You know what I'm talking about. I told them my name, DJ Butterfly Feces. The funny thing is, I got those same looks. I got those confused, those looks that just, people made faces. Butterfly Feces. I tried to tell them the whole story. I told them about how I basically had been picked up from McKinleyville by this guy, this philanthropist, who's going around saving the world. Who's going to save it. In spades. And I told them how we'd go around there picking up garbage and helping the homeless. Once again, they liked the sound of that, but they were skeptical. You know how it is, Max. I mean, you think you're desperate. Beggars can't be choosers, but who can you trust? Even your closest, nearest personal friends will betray you. I don't know. Anywho, what happened was I just started picking up garbage. I encourage everyone else to do the same. Scottsdale wasn't as bad as other places had been. Once again, it was nice. I almost asked Organic if we could, you know, just basically try to take it all in. I said, dude, we've been to a lot of places, man, okay? We're here to work. You have fun when you work, but you're working, remember. So once again, I was picking up trash by the ton. I cleaned the streets up and whatever. People looked at me and people of them smiled, whatever. But I was wondering what they thought of when they saw me. When you see a guy who has some kind of job where he's picking up garbage or whatever, you're grateful there's someone to do that, but you just feel sorry for them. This is not a guy who was really did well enough in life to really. And I realized I need to stop thinking about how I look to everybody else. And do what needs to be done. So I did it. I don't know. What to do, what to do, what to do, what to do, what to do. I went around picking up garbage. As I said before, I wanted to improve the quality of life. No matter what, whatever. So I sat down to just talk to them. Let's just talk. I came across one guy who basically had a dog, a nice friendly dog that liked to sniff everybody. Made friends with that dog. Made friends with the guy. I sat down and asked to hear his story. I was a little hesitant. See, here's the thing. You know, they're always telling you, don't really basically make friends and whatever with dogs you don't know. They can bite you just like people. They might bite you. They might maul you. And this is a dog that a vagrant owns, a vagabond. Who knows what the dog's got? I was wondering, they're homeless. They can't afford to care for themselves. Why do they get dogs? I know they want some loyalty and companionship. Sometimes they need that from a pet. But if you're on the street, I mean, you can't even get by yourself. I don't want to say all that. I don't know what the fuck to do. I felt really like I felt uneasy. Because then I'm supposed to make friends with these people, but you never know when some of them might jump you. They got nothing to lose. I talked to him. I told him all about not how great McKinleyville was, but all the places that I had seen when I was basically sent out here on this mission. On this mission of mercy. I told them who I was. I told them all about me. I told them what I was made to do, what I was capable of. I don't know. I really don't. I basically talked to him, what's your story? It was similar to what happened to a lot of people. He had a job and he was in the military. But one day they just chucked him out. The dog was only companionship. He needed that kind of loyalty. He said, I had a fiance. We're going to be married, but then she just disappeared. You know what? I just tried to basically be his friend. I think that's what he needed, a friend. I told him my story. I've been all over, and this guy's funding this trip. We're going around as philanthropists. We're trying to pick up all the trash and help unify the homeless, make sure they're sheltered, whatever. And more than that, I told him he ever heard of the housing pod. The housing pod. He hadn't. Rudimentary makeshift little houses made out of really small, almost like trailers, for vagrants to live in. I'd like one of those. Yeah, I'll bet. They can help get you one. Maybe we can help you get one, like, together. So basically, I went around trying to make sure. I want to make sure that a lot of these people can get, we'll get together, we get the building materials and whatever. And once again, building materials are hard to get in general because regular houses break down, and that's what they're all for, you know, maintenance and all that. A house is going to break down. You got to keep restoring it. And all those building materials were reserved for those who basically were paying taxes, paying money on bills and whatever. It was a thing. I need to prove basically that I could basically help these people, that I was responsible. So I talked to them, talked to a lot of them, but I want to sit down and just talk to this guy. I mean, I want to go up for some reason. I want to stop basically just trying to say, everybody help each other and get together in one big union. I didn't want to do that. I wanted personally to help, just to reach out to this one guy, this one dang guy. I want to hear his story. It's really, really sad when you see a war veteran thrown on the street. That's the saddest thing there is. A guy who basically was in the military, because these guys basically, they enlist to serve our country. I know they're getting benefits out of this, but they do this to be, you know, soldiers, saviors for us, and the government that they serve does not help them. What could be done? 50 minutes after the hour here on the program, cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. Please, let us know what you're thinking. Call in. We're 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. It's basically something, I don't know. We had a real bond. We talked like friends, like brothers. I told him my everything. I told him how I was a guy who basically came out of McKinleyville so average and wanted to stay. Hopefully forever. If that were possible. But sometimes you got to go where there's work, where there's a place to live, where there's a place. You know, when you're a kid, you see how cruel kids can be and how frustrating it is. We get to be a certain age and you can't get a lot of stuff you like, you finally outgrew. You go through so much excruciating whatever when you're a kid. Me? I'm still trying to save the world. I don't want to give the Army veteran guy's name, but once again, he told me. He told me that he basically served his country. He was thrown out there. The military considered him obsolete and whatever. It's terrible, people being thrown out and basically just being regarded just... That's nature in a way. Maybe there are just too many people. Maybe more people. Maybe people have more kids than they should. No, but I still want to make sure that everybody has some kind of shelter and means. I want to get this guy a housing pod. I went to organic. And I told him. I told him. He said, dude, I know. It's good to make friends, man. You should make friends. Reach out to these people. They need a friend. But they also need basically somebody's going to help around. We'll pick up some trash. So I picked up more trash. It was clean by the time we did it. And you know what? Get this. A random guy who just finished his soda just threw the damn thing out in the street right there and said, don't forget that. I was bewildered. I wanted to jump and beat the living. You know what out of this guy? I mean, come on. Come on. She ain't right. You know what I'm talking about. When you basically put a lot of hard work in something and someone just spits on it. And I said, this is what I was afraid of. You know, we clean up the streets for people. They're going to expect us to keep on doing that. They're going to not do things for themselves. Now, they're going to take it for granted. There was a guy that just did. They said, dude, that's inevitable. I wasn't going to come across someone like that. That's going to happen. The moment we're doing all this, you know that there are going to be consequences for us trying to help the homeless. We're looked at as the enemy. They're going to try and tear down our hard work. But you know what? We're still going to do it. You know why? Because it needs to be done. They're trying to be a celebrity, dude. Everybody's your boss. You belong to the world. They tell stories about you. They don't like your movies. They hate your guts. There's always going to be problems. There's no Shangri-La. There's just us up to make this world better. I knew he was right. But I still wanted to take some kind of action. I was still mad. I talked to a few other homeless people, whatever. Some of them were kind of out of their gourd. Some were really messed up. Some have been drinking so long that some were trying to drink themselves to death out there. But you know what? I gotta tell you, I talked to other people, but I never had as strong and powerful a connection. I didn't. Than I did with that veteran. I want to go back to find him and his dog. We're going, dude, don't touch the guy's dog, okay, even if he lets you. Dogs are especially dirty, and ones that are homeless are even, you know. Don't pet somebody else's dog, dude. Just like you don't touch somebody else's kids. Dude, it's life. Real life. He was right. Of course, I got dirtier from all the cleaning up we did. But you know what? Honestly, Scottsdale was a beautiful place, and now it's even more beautiful. This is what we did. I had an epiphany while I was out there. I need to keep doing this and stop second-guessing everything. It doesn't always go smooth. Sometimes you help people who don't appreciate your help, and you help people who the system doesn't want you to help them. They look at it as a loss for them. You got to expect all that and not care either. I don't know. I was exhausted in a way. We'd gone to place, and I picked up garbage. It was a pleasant result. I was happy working to be, you know, exhausted. I was happy to be tired. I don't know. What to do? I basically found the vagrant again. He was at the park. We sat down and we rapped. We were able to. We just sat there and talked. At one point, a counselor came up there from the park and asked us what we were doing there. Do we have kids at the park? I said, we just have a place to sit down and talk. He gave us a weird look. He gave us a weird look when he walked away. I don't know. You see adults at the park, and they're not there with kids. You're worried they might be up to no good. They might be predators. But it's not as if we were talking to them. We were talking to each other. One of the kids maybe went over there to pet the dog. The counselor got mad and then told us we had to go. We don't want them touching dogs they don't know. Really, I was angry because I feel like I know that they're not paying taxes. I know whatever, but God dang it! I mean, you know, no. Vagrants need to be allowed to exist. There's so many of them now; they have to coexist. Let's stop chasing them away from things. Five minutes left here on the program. Cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. One and only. Please, get involved with the cause. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Oh, and check out a little singer by the name of Maya Harrison. Boy, she got stories. I wanted this to say, I have to help you in some way. Maybe we can build you a housing pod, a place to stay. He smiled and looked at me, and he said it wasn't going to work. I'd love one. But where are going to get the material? I had to get something started. I told Organic, we need to basically make it so they get them. Okay, I know they outlawed them in L.A. because they were worried if all these people have living in housing pods, how are the real estate people going to make any money? They want you to pay for their shelter. They don't like shelter, and they can't make a profit off of. That made them mad. There was a whole thing. I was in L.A. fighting this thing for a long time. They won't let a vagrant sleep in his car either. She ain't right. This is a problem. Anywho, I reached out my hand and I shook him. I asked him to tell me a war story. He said it was during the first Iraq war. He rode around in a tank. She was a real something or other. I really wish you could have brought him on the trip. But again, I said at one point, no, dude, we can't keep hiding everybody. He's a veteran. He's got whatever. You know what? He's got a dog to take care of. We're not bringing the dog along. Dump him. Leave him here. Can't just bring everybody, be fun and everything. What we got to do is make things better, make them right. I didn't know what was to happen next. What we were gonna do. Well, sure enough, I basically cleaned up a lot of Scottsdale. It was even more beautiful. I went around telling people about it. Some of us said, what do you want, applause? He said, no, what I want is everybody to acknowledge the fact that we did this and maybe try to help those out there who are suffering on the streets. But somehow, when you make the streets a little bit better for them, people think, well, there, we don't need to help anything. Well, thank you all for listening to Cocoonin for the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only. Please, get involved. We're at 1-515-605-9709. Thank everybody for listening. Thank you. Good night.